all that days. And we go out in the forest there and swing down on trees and play in the woods, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing like the head and not to play with that time. That's right.
Well, now pretend like we're back in the kitchen, okay, of your house. Now, what was the name of that small container near the stove that you kept? Did you have a coal stove ever?
Oh, well, at those days we had a wood stove. Uh-huh. We call it a wood stove.
I see. But you never had a coal stove?
No, never had a coal.
What about when you were hauling around stuff between the barns? Sometimes you couldn't use a wagon, and you had a smaller amount. So you had this little thing that you picked up, these two handles, and had a wheel in the front.
Well, we have a wheelbarrow.
Right, that's what I wanted. What would you call that thing that you could carry around that you could sharpen your knives and your scissors and all on? And it was a little grinding or sharpening stone.
Well, we used to have something that they had a grinding stone.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it a whetstone?
We call it, they call it whetstone. At some days they call it grinding stone.
Uh-huh,
but now they changed it.
Yeah, now they didn't call it
sweet. No, they call it, they got a new name for everything now. y'all learn them all them things. Yeah, you don't call them that there.
Was yours a big one that was mounted and spun around and around that you could sharpen big things, or was it just a little thing?
Come on, this is a grinding stone.
Yeah.
Well, it was a big one.
Uh-huh.
The grinding stone being the
air. You go round and round?
Round and round. You turn it with your hand. You see, probably you could carry that, and they'd be up to the man's house. They'd have a bold man's house. It'd be clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up there and grind axes. He grind axes and we are throwing the grinding stone. Mm-hmm. Till he gets the whole axe job.
I see.
That's right.
Do you, when Uncle Bo came to pick you up, he drove over there in his what?
Mm-hmm.
What did he drive over to your house in?
Come on, what did he drive in?
Yeah.
In his, we call it in his car.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say automobile?
Yeah, let's say automobile.
When do you ever say that?
Well, most of the time I say that.
Most of the time?
Most of the time I say automobile.
I see. What would you say if you had been frying bacon and there's some fat left over? What do you call that? You call that the bacon?
I'm gonna add some fat.
Yeah, it's all melted in the pan. You say that's the bacon. Did you ever say grease?
Grease.
Uh-huh.
That grease.
Uh-huh. And if your wife is baking cookies, she has to put the grease on the sheet, and you say she has done what to the sheet? What would you say?
Come on up here.
She's cooking the sheet. Cooking the cookies, and she doesn't want them to stick, so she puts grease on the sheet. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you say, what has she done to the sheet then? She has...
What? The grease.
Okay, she's greased it then.
Greased it.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. Sometimes she doesn't use grease, but she uses the kind that she gets the store in a bottle. And she also uses that on salad sometimes too. What do you call that?
The grease, you mean?
Yeah, it's like grease, but it's not grease. It comes in a bottle, and you use it for cooking, and sometimes you use it on salads. And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's made from cotton seeds, sometimes it's made from vegetables, sometimes from corn, sometimes from olives. What do you call that?
I can't think right now. Let me see. I know what you're talking about.
It's real, it's greasy. It's called, it's...
I need to eat. What sort of grease? We have some of it, but I can't.
What about oil?